Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. Patsuk Mem Hei, Perek Yud Gimel, Vatzeru Asher Bo HaNega. Regard of Yufrumim, V'roshi Afarua, Parua, V'asof HaMiyat, V'tomi Tomi Yikro. And what we've been learning is that the yisoid of the din of the Hagas HaMetzora are Avelus. They're an expression of his Avelus, of his mourning, which shows his displeasure with his status. He wants to be mitnatek. He wants to detach himself from this nega. So that's what he's expressing when he does all of these hanhagot ha'avelus. And with that yesod, we answered quite a few questions already. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And now, Mirza Shem, we're going to continue. And again, all based on the Torah, Meina Rabbeinu, Agon HaGadol, Dovid Tetzal. B'zeh matim l'ma shekhtab yirarichim Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perla. He wrote a beer to the Rasag. The Rasag wrote like these terse, obscure poems about the mitzvahs. And Rav Perla opened it up. And we have many great Lamdisha discussions that emerge from that. So he writes in the Biur HaRasag, Esen Kuf Peites, that the Behag, the Baal Lachas Gedolos, omitted this essay of Bogadav Yufurmim, that he has to rip his clothing, grow his hair long. Even though the Rambam codified it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs essay, Kuf Yud Beis, reason being that the Bahag and his group included all Dinei Negoim b'parshas ha-Negoim shemanu b'mispar ha-parshios shalem. In other words, their various accounts of the mitzvahs, their accounts of the individual mitzvahs, and then the accounts of the parshios, to enumerate the parshios and mitzvah. So the Bahag, B'siyato, included it all Dinei Negoim in the Mispar HaParshiyos and not in the specific detailed Dinim. But Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perla says that this essay goes on the Mitzvah himself. It shouldn't be in the Minyan HaParshiyos, Ayin Sham B'Rasag, Divrei Rav Perla, that it's not supposed to be in the Minyan HaParshiyos, because this applies. It's not a general parasha, but it applies specifically to the Metzorah. The Pirtei Dinim apply to the specific Metzorah, and therefore Ein Makoima B'minyan HaParshiyos. Ayin Sham B'divrei Rav Perla. Aber lefi dvareinu, הרי יסוד העניין אינו דיון חיוב הנהגה למצורה. If it would be a chiyuv hanhaga in the Metzorah, then it would be a Mitzvah Gavra, and it wouldn't be in the Minyan HaParshiyos. But rather, it's a din on the nega. You're supposed to distance yourself, detach yourself from the nega. And therefore, if there was a din to remove the nega, so that would be in the minyan HaParshiyos with all the dinei negaim. It would be a general din, it wouldn't be specific on the mitzvah himself. It would be in the minyan HaParshiyos with all the dinim of negaim. Just like we have by Nige Batim and Nige Begadim in the din of Nituk Ubitul Hanega, that you have to get rid of the Nega by the Begadim and the Bayis. So that's the Mahalach over here. It's included in the Minyan HaParshiyos, because it's not a din on the Mitzorah. If it's a din on the Mitzorah, then it's not included in the Minyan HaParshiyos. But it's a din in the Nega, that you have to remove yourself from the nega, and that's what the Dinei Avelus are about, and therefore it's enumerated in the Minyan HaParshiyos. And Faren for the Kasha of Rav Perla. Examples of Minyan HaParshiyos in the Rasag are the Parsha of Bigdei Kahuna, So all the dinim of Big Day Kahuna are subsumed in that parsha. He doesn't enumerate all the details of Eved Ivri and Am Ivriya. He doesn't enumerate Tashlumei Dalad Veheo Mechiras Ganav LeEved, that's all included in Parshas Ganav. So Melech, he doesn't enumerate Ksiva Sefer Torah, because these are all included in the general parasha. So if Mitzrayah would be a specific mitzvah saseh and the Mitzrayah that he has to do these ma'asim, then it would be included in the, it would be detailed. Priya, prima, but since it's included, it's not a din in the Mitzrayah himself, but it's a din in the Nega, so Mimela, it's included in the general Minyan HaParshias. If you want, there's an article on the Dat website, dat.ac.il, from Mechlelet Herzog by Itay Elitzur on the Minyanei HaMitzvos LaRasag, where he goes through the various categories of mitzvahs. Akopanim, back to our issue, that it's a general din, and it's an hagav avelus, in order to be mitnatek, in order to detach himself from the nega. And that also would seem to be the geder, similar geder in the Rambam. Say for a mitzvah's kuf yet beis, Rambam says, shizfana lios ha-mitzori yadu ala kol achi yuvdu l'menu b'nei adem vormi yisala v'atzura asher bo ha-nega. So the tzirura has to be known, and people have to separate from him. And that's what it says, atzura asher bo ha-nega. And then he brings a raya that the tzirura has to be nivdal. So it's mefurish in the Rambam, the Yitzor of the Mitzvos Esei, is to do these maisim that will separate him from people. This is discussed in the Emek Brach and Dine Mitzvah Ayin Sham. So too in the Minyan Mitzvah HaKotzar, at the beginning of the Sefer Yad, the Mitzvah Zekuf Yabez, the Rambam writes, Lios HaMitzvah Yodua Lakol B'dvorim Ha'amurim Boi, that the Mitzvah has to be known to everybody in all those matters that are stated about him. We also see here, Shikaro B'ma'asim HaModi'im Lakol SheMitzvah. So he has to do maisim that show everybody that he's a mitzvah, and thereby people are going to separate from him. Like the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, also in the Mitzvahs Shebereish, the Rambam has various places where he enumerates the mitzvahs. He has the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then he has, that's general 613 mitzvahs that he enumerates, he has a minyan of mitzvahs HaKotzar at the beginning of the Yad, where he pithily, succinctly enumerates the mitzvahs, and then before the actual halachas, the Rambam also enumerates the mitzvahs. So there you have the in the mitzvahs Shebereish Shochas Tomas Mitzora, the Rambam says Shia Mitzora Mefulsam Bekriyas Begodah Ufriyas Roishoy Vasiya Al Sofam, that the Mitzora should be famous in the ripping of his clothing. In other words, he should be known that he rips his clothing and he lets his hair grow and he covers his face. So it's also the same idea that people are going to separate from him. So based on what we said, it would appear the inyan is that Ainyanu binituk hanega atzmo, ela she'ein zeh binituk mida'ato me'amitzora atzmo. So in other words, also here he's distancing himself from the nega, but it's not like we've been explaining until now, that he's being mitnatek mida'ato, that he's showing his displeasure with this nega, and that's why he does these hanhagas. But rather, it's been that people are going to separate from him. Here, that's where the Rambam writes, "Achiyuvdu menu b'nei adam," that people should separate from him. Therefore, it should be mefurzim, it should be adu, that people should separate from him, and that's the mitzvah sase. Uledas haRambam din avelu shenamar b'mitzora, ha'ayin mishum she'ein elu ma'isim ba'alma shaldei otam mishumim yifreshu mimenu b'nei adam, elahei ma'isim shel chiyuv hanhagas avelus hamivatim et metziuto ke'avel. המרוכז ומונח רק בצערו, ועל ידי זה אינו בקשר עם בני אדם, ומנותק הוא מהם. וזהו יסוד המצווס עשי על מייסים אלו. ולכן גם לדעת הרמב״ם, הגדר הוא כמו שאמרנו, שאין עניין באבלות עצמה ומה שנפעל על ידה. So, according to the Rambam, this din avelus that was said about the Mitzora, is that these aren't stam and mayisim, that he does them, nor that people should separate from him, but rather these are maisim that he's obligated to do, to act as an ovel, that express his reality as an ovel, who is focused only on his own tsar And therefore, he's not, that's the idea of Avelis, that you're in your own world of Tsar, and you're not Bekeshet and Bnei Adam, that's why you don't leave the house. Because you're Munach in your own Tsar, people come to be Menachem, but they're supposed to talk about your Tsar. Not like often happens in Avel homes, they end up having very interesting conversations about lots of things. But that's not what Chazal meant. Al kol panim, this Avel is supposed to be Munach Rak B'Tzaroi. And through that, he's not going to have a kesher with people. He's going to be detached from people. And that's the yisod of this mitzvah says. That's why he does these ma'isim. And therefore, even according to the Rambam, the gather is not in the avelis per se, but rather what is activated by the avelis, that he is merukaz betoch atzmo, betoch atzar shel atzmo. It shows that he is an avel, and therefore he's not bekesher with other people. That's why he separates from other people, as an expression of this avelus, shelefi ma shebiyarnu nif'al b'zeh nituk mida'ato. So we were talking until now in the other shiurim about nituk midaito, that he's mitnatek. He, in his mind, he's showing his dissatisfaction from his state of being a mitzara. According to this, he's detaching himself from the tzaras in that way. And according to the Rambam, he's detaching himself from people. So it's either detaching himself from the nega, detaching himself from people. But the point is, the Anhagat Avelus is to show this state of detachment. Now we can also understand the words of the Heilige Rashbitz B'Zohar HaRakia, Rashbitz Shoel. למה לילה הרמב״ם לבאר על הוכיח את מה שקוצב והצרוע מצוססי הוא? שראה אין ספק שישנה מצוססי נכנסת בעניין המצוירה. והוא בוד עוד ישב מחוץ למחן המוישה, והוא אומר, למה הרמב״ם צריך להוכיח שיש מצוססי להיות מצורה? זה ברור. כתוב, בדד ישב מחוץ למחן המושבו. אז ברור שזה מצוססי. היינו, שלפי דברינו הרמב״ם אומר שעיקר העניין הוא בהבדלתו מבני אדם. So according to the Rambam, the Iker Inyan here is that he's separating himself from people. And on that it says that the Havdalah is not only going to be by being Michutz Lamachane, but in these Pu'ulis as well. So it's all included in the Mitzvah of Badad Yeshev. So what does the Rambam have to bring Rayas for, says the Rashbitz, when it's Pashat included in the in Badad Yeshev, that he has to separate himself. How does he separate himself? He separates himself, Sai, by leaving the camp, and Sai by doing all these Anhagas of Avelus. So why does the Rambam have to try to prove himself? It's Pashat that it's all included in Badad Yeshev. Of course there's a mitzvah essay. There's no need to go into proofs. Ulefi dvareinu nira'ah shebodod Yeshev וחיוב מצווה על הגברה התמי בתאומת צרת. אבל כאן הנידון הוא המצוססי כלפי הנגע, ואין זו תוספת בבבד דדד יושב, ואומר שתהיה זו ישיבה עם הודעה להפרישו מבני אדם. בודד יושב זה חיוב מצווה on the person, who's תמי בתאומת צרת. But here the nidon, the issue is, the מצוססי כלפי הנגע. Like we said, that klape the nega, he has to be mitnatek because he has this nega, he has to be mitnatek mibnei adam. So it's not a tosefis in the badad yeshev, that it's a yeshiva that shows that he's separating from people, but it's a different inyan. And that's why the Rambam had to prove that it's a mitzvah sesei, and hopefully we'll go more into this at another juncture. But the point is that badad yeshev is a din on the gavra, that he used to sit outside the camp to separate himself. Whereas the pri and prima are a mice of nituk from people because he has this naga. Just like we saw according to the other shitas, we saw that it's a din in being mitnatek from the naga. Here he's being mitnatek from people because of the naga. But it's a din in the naga. And therefore the Rambam has to prove that it is a mitzvah essay. It's interesting to note that in that halacha, in mitzvah kuf yud beis, not in halacha the mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the bud of the yeshev. So, and I didn't see in any other mitzvah he mentions it. So it's interesting, why not? But akopanim, the mitzvah is klapei the nega. But klapei the nega, because he has this nega, he wants to distance himself from people. But it's a din in the nega, just like according to the other way of learning it, it's a din in the to be mitnatek from the nega. Here it's a mitnatek from bnei adam due to the nega, but it's not a din on the gavra, like badat yeshev is. Ume atar emevoar shapir ma shekosav kan. עכשיו אנחנו חוזרים לאיפה שהתחלנו. אנחנו התחלנו את השיעור, זה היה השיעור הראשון. ושאלנו, בדרך כלל אנחנו שואלים סדרה של שאלות וקושיות. אבל הפעם אנחנו הסתפקנו בשאלה אחת עיקרית, שמה הפשט והצרו אשר בו הנגע, ברור. אם הוא צרוע שיש לו נגע, אז מה הפסוק כאן מוסיף? אז נאמר בזה שיסוד הדין שהוא על הצרוע, שהוא הגברה שעליו ישנם הדינים, אינו כלפי הצרוע להיותו גברה, אבל הוא כאבלות על מת וכדומה. So when it says והצרוע אשר בו הנגע, what's being said is that the יסוד הדין that the tsarua, who is the person upon whom all of these laws, to whom all of these laws apply, is not vis-a-vis the tsarua, that he is a gavro, who is an ovel, like avelus al hames v'chadoyme. Ela, what is it then? Yeshno din klape hanega, v'kanal shiitnehe ka'evel klape hanega. He is acting as an avel vis-a-vis the nega, vis-a-vis this affliction. She'al yidei zeh, yesh kan nituk misuyam shel hanega mimenu. Umechamat hanega, hu shemitchayevet hanhagato zo. There's a din klape the nega, that a person should be misnaig as an ovel, klape the nega. That's a nituk. You're being mitnatek from the nega, or being mitnatek from people because of the nega. So it's the nega that's mechayiv this hanaga. And the mela, so that's why it says, v'hatzarua, אשר בו הנגע. והצרוע אשר בו הנגע, because it's צרוע, it's not a din in the gavra, the צרוע, it's a din in the נגע. And then also we saw that in the Torah's Kohanim, we darshan, that was the other kasha, we darshan from this Yitur, that the Pasuk is coming to be L'Rabbi's Kohen Gadol, who normally is Asur B'Priya U'Prima. And here he does Priya and Prima. So we wanted to understand how that stems with the Pshat in the Pasuk. So we ask two kashas. How does that stem with the Pasha Pshat? We always like to show how the Drash is Munach B'Pshat. It's all in the, it comes out of the Pshat. It's connected to the Pshat. So this Drosha of the Kohen Gadol that we darshan in the Torah's Kohanim, how does that fit in with the Pashup Shad of Asher Boya Nega? She says that he has the nega. Where do you see a Kohen Gadol? And is it Gematria or something? Where's the Kohen Gadol? And the answer is, Shehen Omnam, Shemufka Kohen Gadol Me'avelus V'as Uba. It's true, we know that the Kohen Gadol is Mufka. The Kohen Gadol is divorced from Avelus. No Avelus for a Kohen Gadol. He's Asur Ba'Avelus. But that's only when the din is on the Gavra, that the Gavra, in the Alek Shadin, ala Gavra, she Gavri Yavra, anach mafkiim, at the Kohen Gadol, midin Avelus, betor Gavra. Shebeze shayni, Gavra Kohen Gadol, mishar kol odom. So in this, the Gavra Kohen Gadol is even than any other Gavra, that he's not noeg Avelus, but when the Avelus is a Maisa shel Ashvui Banega, here it's a Maisa that relates to the Nega. That's what the Pasuk here is coming to explain. This Avelus is Negadik. It's not a din on the Gavra, it's a din on the Nega. This would apply to the Kohen Gadol. So really, the Pshat and the Drash come together. Kaftor v'ferach. Kaftor v'ferach. Lama? Ki lefi ha-Pshat, Kavanah sherbo ha-Nega, that it's a din in the Nega, not in the Tzoro, and Memela, Kohen Gadol is chayef, because the Kohen Gadol is only absolved from those dinim that relate to the Gavra. The Gavra is pater from this sach of Avelus, the Gavra Kohen Gadol. But when it comes to the Adin of Avelus, that's not in the Gavra, it's on the Nega, the Mele, that applies to the Kohen Gadol as well. So that stems beautifully with the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. V'yesh l'faresh b'zeh, l'taretz b'zeh, et kushiyato, של בעל עטורי אבן במגילה דף חטא עמוד ב' and that the Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says Kamei de Ravuna that the Mokor, the Gemara says there Ches Amud Beis in Megile Zok de Gemara Mishta says there's no difference between Mitzor Muzgo, Mitzor Mucha, Lepri or Prima ואז הגמרא שואלת מנה אני מילי How do I know there's no Pri and Prima by Mitzor Muzgo? So the answer is the Tani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kamei de Rav Huna V'tira HaKohen Mespachasi V'kibetz B'gadav V'taher B'Kohen is Metaher The Torah says about this Muzgal that he washes his clothing And he's Tahor. The coin is Matarim. It's only a Mespachas. It's only a scab. And he's Mechabes Begadav. He washes his clothing. He's Tahor. So the Gemara says, Tahor mi pri o prima de meikara. He's Tahor from the original pri and prima. So Rashi there says, B'mitzor shebo lechlal taigo mitoch ezgeroi. Loi nechlat ksiv. Let's talk about a mitzor who becomes to taira from his hezger. And then it says Vikibis Vel Vitar Midloksi Vayitel, it doesn't say he will become Tar. It says Vitahir Lishan de Meikaro. It's a Lashon of Meikara. It's already happening in the past. It's at the outset already he's Tar. Kvar Koidim Tvila Hayatar, even before he's Tovel, he's already Tar. How is that? He's tar mi miktsas tumah shel chomer metzora. He's tar from some of the tumah from the ready from the beginning from the get go. He's already tar. You see that he's not obligated in Priya and Prima. frag de Turei Evin, Minalan de Vitar Meikara, Azila Prio Prima. Maybe it's talking about other dinim of Tumas Mitzvah. I don't know, it's talking Dafka about Prio and Prima, there are other dinim as well. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That אחרי שכן התבאר דין של בגוד of you for ממנו דין שישנו כלפי התום של הנגע אלא כלפי הנגע עצמאי. That since, as we explain, the din of ripping his clothing and letting his hair grow is not a din vis-a-vis the tumah of the nega, but rather vis-a-vis the nega itself, that he doesn't want the nega itself. So mele we say when there's a miut, it's not the dinim of tumah. שאחרי שישנה במוסגר, אין מקום לחלק בין תומה זו לתומה של מוחלט. So when talking about the tumah, there's no difference in the tumah of a musgar and the tumah of a muchlat. So they're both tameh and they're both metameh. אלא מוקמינה לדברים שאינה מעניין ישיר כלפי התומה. אלא רק ישנה במי שתמי תומת מצורה. Rather, we establish it on matters that are not directly related to the tumah, but only in somebody who's tamei b'tumas mitzora v'tafasta maruba lo tafasta. See, we don't want to get too many, so we don't talk about all those dinim that apply to the tumah. In other words, we don't apply it to those dinim that are directly related to tumah, but rather somebody who is tamei b'tumas mitzora. But not all the dinim of tumas mitzora. Somebody who is tamei has these dinim, but these dinim are klape the nega. What dinim are klape the nega? Priya and prima. So therefore, we have the minimum of priya and prima, and we say that those do not apply to the musgar. Nu moray v'rabotai, advarim v'day shayu niflaim, ve'bezrat Hashem, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. יש לנו רמב"ם שצריך לעיין בו בפרק י' על חבב מלכות ומוצרת, ונראה חידושם בעזרת השם, וגם לפרש את הרמב"ם בהוכס בספר המצווס, ובעזרת השם יהיה נפלא ביותר. אז נא להישאר עמנו, ותודה רבה שהאזנתם.